Well, we are here again. We did it. And now it's the most wonderful time of year, a special season filled with contentious family conversations, extreme online targeted marketing, and a never-ending string of social and familial obligations. Can you feel it? That's why we're back at it again with the number one unofficial, semi-certified, and only trusted source for your go-to gifts to help you navigate this season. I've teamed up with my friend Marty from Bad Fish to throw together some ideas for your friends and family. Everything we talk about in this podcast is also available on the blog post at captainscollective.com, as well as a few extras sprinkled in there, like a special holiday deal with our good friends at Florida Fishing Products. I've also included a link in the blog to last year's podcast. This year we include all new items, but you also need to check out last year's lineup with some great additions from our friends at Turtlebox, Costa, and some amazing artists and small businesses. So make sure that you give that a look. As always, I want to thank the sponsors who make this show possible. This podcast is brought to you by Skinny Water Culture, Hell's Bay Boatworks, Turtlebox Audio, Traeger Grills, Costa Sunglasses, and Orvis Fly Fishing. Now, without further ado, let's dive in. Well, hey, Marty, thanks again for hanging out and doing this gift guide with me. It was a lot of fun last year, and I appreciate you coming on.
Hunter, it's great to be back. As usual, I haven't bought a single gift yet, so I'm glad we're doing this.
Yep. All right. Well, here's what we're doing this year. So we got four categories because we're going into year two, and we're really getting super serious to try to really keep this the number one semi-certified, you know, go-to travel gift guide. So our four categories are going to be stocking stuffer. We're going to have a mini category called For the Kids. We're going to have the friends and family category, which is like kind of like $100 to $200, maybe a couple things a little less. And then we're going to have the sugar daddy category. That's where you're dropping some serious coin, mm-hmm. you know? Those are going to be the four categories. And so we'll go through this, the stock and stuffers kind of quick here, but I'll kick it off. So last year I was with a friend of mine, Roy Stanky, and he had like a super cool outdoor rugged cigar kit. So he has a humidor that's like waterproof and great for the boat and travel. And it's by a company called Cigar, but spelt with an X. So it's Xigar Travel Humidor. And we'll have all the links to all this in the blog post. But that's my first one for a stocking stuffer. You could even throw a few cigars in there. Mm. And that's a perfect one for the road or boat.
Are you a cigar guy?
Not really. I'm aspiring.
Yeah.
Aspiring cigar guy.
I think it's cool. I wish I was into it, but I don't know. Might not be for me, but it's pretty badass.
Yeah, I like the idea of it probably more than I actually like that.
Exactly.
It's definitely a good gift.
Yeah, for sure. I like that one. I got one for that's perfect for a stocking. Fish Pond, the company that does a lot of different fly fishing accessories, they have something called a Piopod. It's basically shaped like a 20-ounce cup, but the top of it has like a silicone cover with a basically cross opening, so you can put certain trash in it without worrying about it coming out. It's really designed for like being on the boat or the river. For example, if you're cutting leader and you don't want the leader to fall, you know, out of your pocket into the water or off the boat, it attaches to your waders or fits in a cup holder. But I really love it. It's a nice way to keep trash out of the water. And I keep one in my car. It's like the perfect size for a cup holder. And like, you know, you go to Dunkin' Donuts, you get a nice coffee. You've got your straw wrapper that you always end up like throwing in like the little dash cubbies. And then they just end up piling up. So it's like perfect for just like little car trash like that. So that is my first stocking stuffer.
Awesome. Yeah, I just picture you just driving around, you know, Manchester, smoking cigarettes, putting
just a large
buds in there.
Yeah, extra large Dunkin' Donut. Yeah.
So my next one, kind of in the cigar kind of realm of things, is a Sightline Provisions flask. It's a little bit more of an expensive stocking stuffer, but you know, Edgar makes some really cool stuff over at Sightlines. And one of the things I like to do with this gift guide is try to kind of promote some great small businesses. And he even stopped by last year and fished with me down here in the Forgotten Coast. And these are like really cool flasks that have different designs on them. And so I think that could be a really great stocking stuffer. And he's also got awesome bracelets that you can check out too.
Yeah, that stuff looks really well made. Very impressive. All right, I got one for you. I don't know if it's going to be the best to keep in a stocking for too long. They're actually handmade tortillas by this place called Carmelo. I discovered these from our mutual friend, John Dunaway, on a hunting trip. They make these duck fat and pork fat tortillas in Kansas, and they ship, you know, anywhere in the country. FedEx comes overnight. They stay in the freezer forever. They have a great shelf life, but they are insane. They are like paper thin and somehow do not fall apart. It's like a total miracle of science and gastronomy. And they have like, I will never have, you know, store-bought regular tortillas again. In the duck fat, which is really cool. They also do like an avocado oil one, which is pretty neat. But these are an absolute game changer. That's Carmelo tortillas.
Dude, I think you just changed the way that I thought about stockings. Because if I woke up and I had some tortillas in my stocking, right, I would be pretty stoked.
Yeah, yeah. These will ruin tortillas for you, like any other tortillas for you, though. That's the problem. But very easy to stock.
Awesome.
Up. So my freezer's loaded.
All right, here's just a short and simple one. I'll do two right here. The first one is a Costco lens cleaning kit. Costco has awesome lens cleaning kits, and if you live close to there, you can refill the little spray for free from Costco. And so I think that's a really great stocking stuffer. And I'm a big fan of Costco. I always say you show up for carrots and leave with a kayak. So you never know what you're going to find there. But the lens cleaning kit is a little optical secret for people for the holiday season. And then I'll say this, kind of from an art realm, Cody Richardson, who does the really amazing license plate work. In fact, he's doing some a really cool piece for my mobile studio that's coming out soon. He actually has ornaments, like a little ornament series, and that would be really great too to kind of throw in a stocking stuffer, especially if somebody really likes trout fishing.
Mm. Yeah, his stuff is super rad. I remember seeing him at ICAST one time, and I was thinking I got to have one of those someday. Here's one. I have a book. This is this guy from Australia named Josh Nealon. He's a chef out there, but he's kind of got this revolutionary thing going on using the entire fish. And his first book's called The Whole Fish. The whole theory there is nothing going to waste. Like, you know, using the head, the cheeks, the even the eyes, the scales, the offal, like every part of the fish, he finds different uses for it. And it's really cool. It just kind of makes you like rethink, you know, say you're going to harvest a striped bass or a redfish, you know, or like what can you do to not waste any bit of it? You know, can you make use the fish collars, make a soup, use the cheeks to make a crudo. So it's been something like for me, if I get in kind of a cooking rut or whatever, this is a book that's like super inspiring on how to like not only step up your culinary game and skills, but also to like respect the fish that you're harvesting even more. So his first book is Take One. His first book is The Whole Fish, and just came out with a second one called Take One Fish, and they are beautiful books too. Really well done.
I'll have to double check this, but I remember last year we talked about a good gift would be April Vokey, who also has a podcast.
Mm.
She has these really cool courses that are kind of like master classes and different things. And I believe that she did one with him on The Whole Fish. And so could be a
I think
cool,
they did.
Yeah. So I'll put a link to that also. Another kind of cool product I stumbled across, it's kind of like the big brother of your fish pond cup, is Mangrove Products Trash Can. I don't know these guys, but they've made a really cool trash can that can kind of break down so you could keep it on your boat really easy. And if you start picking up trash, like, we all start the day and we see trash floating around and everything, and or you create trash yourself. So it's a cool trash can. So I'm going to throw that one in there. And I'm also going to throw in, for kind of like the foodies of the world, the Traeger cafeteria trays are absolutely one of my favorite things cooking wise that I've added. I got like 8 or 10 of them, but if I'm cooking like 2 chicken breasts, I'm going to dirty up 5 trays somehow. But they stack really easy. They wipe down. They're kind of like a cutting board, but they're easier to store and move around. They got a lip on them. And so the Traeger cafeteria trays are an absolute perfect gift. You'd have to have a big stocking, but
yeah, right.
You know, some people do. Some people do. So yeah. What else do you have?
I got another food one. You know, if you know me, it's no surprise. I started buying Anson Mills, different grains they make. They're based in South Carolina, and they make a lot of like heritage grains that like people like Sean Brock use in cooking. Same kind of idea as the Carmelo. Like, they'll ship anywhere, they'll FedEx it, it'll come cold, you keep it in the freezer. But I mean, stuff like rice, peas, flours, cornmeal, grits, like if you're into cooking and you kind of want to know like where all of your stuff is coming from, and knowing that it's not coming from some giant conglomerate corporation with, you know, that's doing God knows what to the seeds and everything out there. This is the best stuff there is. And it's like very affordable, which is kind of, you know, some people might be a little nervous to be buying cornmeal and stuff, you know, online and worrying about, wow, this is going to add up. But it's actually pretty affordable. And it's like the difference is night and day when you make, you know, the Carolina gold rice from them. So that's a big recommendation for me right there.
Yeah. Kind of keeping that in the line of the foodie stuff too. The hardcore carnivore charcoal rub, I started using that this past year.
Yes.
On different things. And, especially for us Traeger guys who, you know, sometimes it can be hard to get like a little charring. This is basically a char cheat code, and it's really good. So you could check out Hardcore Carnivore charcoal rub, and that's really good. And then here's my last one. My last one for the stocking stuffer, I think this is a really good one, is to buy some hand-tied flies. So the two groups I would point you to would be sandbar flies from my buddy Nick, or also salty fly tying from Drew Chacone. Those are really, really going to be great flies. They're really well tied. They're going to last long. The best materials. Or if you're really trying to do something special for somebody, you could always tie some up yourself. But you know, who wouldn't want to have a dozen flies in their stocking?
Yeah, I got a good follow up for that. I was thinking about the post fly tying kit. So I got to give a shout out to my friends at Postfly. They do these kits. I think they're about $20 to $25. They'll mail you a whole fly tying kit with all the materials you need to tie a certain fly. And the cool part is they put the finished fly in there, so you have a finished fly to look at and exactly enough materials to tie a dozen of that fly. So you don't need to go out and buy, you know, bushels of materials and you just have exactly what you need. And they also have like a YouTube video from this guy Tim Flagler, who's an absolute legend in fly tying. So you can follow along with the video, you have all the materials you need. It's like the perfect thing if you're just starting to tie and want to get into it. So that's a pretty neat product.
Yeah, that's a great idea. All right, let's get into the next category. The next category is for the kids, also known as FTK. I only have two things here, just two little nuggets of ideas for your nuggets at home. The first one would be Skinny Water Culture, who I work with. They just came out with some kids t-shirts, and it's really fun because you can match them. So like my wife and two daughters have like matching shirts and stuff, and they just, all three of them eat that up. And that's just kind of how they like to do things when they travel around and stuff. And on top of that, like everybody who has little kids knows that putting on sunscreen and then putting on sunscreen again and again and again is like absolutely brutal. And so like a long sleeve performance shirt just in general is great. So Skinny Water Culture came out with that this past year, and they're awesome, and check them out. And then also I would say, and this is kind of ties back to last year, but we have a list on the blog post with this gift guide of stickers. I think that stickers are a great way to support artists and different people in the fishing community, because they're going to have decent margins if you buy a bunch of them. And then also, you know, you don't have to buy a $1,200 piece of art. You could buy $40 of stickers for friends. And what Hannah and I, my wife and I, do with our friends' kids, if we haven't done it before for them, is we actually get like a little Plano tackle box or a little tackle box for them. And then we get like a bunch of stickers that we think they would like, even if it's like Paw Patrol or something like that. And we fill up the tackle box with that. And then they use them as like, little kids will use them for art supplies and carrying little stuff around. So those are my two gift ideas, is stickers with a tackle box and the Skinny Water Culture long sleeve shirts.
Stickers aren't just for kids, you know. I have quite the collection. I always like getting a sticker. My problem is that I hoard them. Like I have a giant pile of stickers on my bureau.
You have commitment issues to put them on anything.
Yep, exactly. drives my fiance insane. Just have like probably a dozen stickers right in front of me here.
Yeah.
I got one FTK for the kids, a advent calendar from Mystery Tackle Box. It's different like fishing lures and pieces of tackle, all put in a 12 days of Christmas advent calendar. So kind of a fun way to introduce a kid into fishing. Yeah, pretty neat idea. So fun way to introduce kid into fishing, and you know, with kid friendly tackle, they kind of fall along with the advent days. So I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah. And Marty, I'm circling back here because I thought you would do it, but I feel like you're afraid to come off sounding too cheesy. But y'all came out with a bad fish stocking that's already stuffed with lures.
Yep.
And that's a great gift to give somebody too. And it looks really cool. And I wouldn't just say for kids. I would say for kids and adults. Obviously, it's not like a kid thing, but if you know a young kid who loves to fish, every young kid that I've met that loves to fish just kind of simultaneously loves exploring tackle. And so that's a really great option for them too. So the bad fish stocking, we're going to throw that in the mix too. Are you ready to talk about friends and family?
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing up the stocking so I didn't have to. And I think, if I'm not wrong, I think that might have been your idea last year. I think you might have given me that tip to do a stocking. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm a little biased, but I think it's pretty rad. All right, let's go on to friends and family. I'm really excited about this list here. Let's do two at a time so we can move kind of fast here. My first one is one of my best purchases of 2021, which is the Yeti Slickhorns. Which I was at a wedding in Oklahoma, and I went to the Cowboy Museum, and I learned how to throw a lasso from a real cowboy. It was
wow. Does that make you a real cowboy?
Basically. And I think me saying that I learned to throw it is kind of maybe a little generous, but Yeti makes this thing called Slickhorns, which is basically a bowl head that clips onto your go box, or it can clip onto your cooler, and then a little rope, and you can lasso. And it's like the ultimate grilling out, hanging out, drinking beer game. It's also, I would call it one man cornhole. I think all the Texans that listen to the show are going to hate me for all of this, but like if I'm just like sitting there kind of hanging out, like grilling something or waiting on something, I'll just throw the lasso a few times, and it's been super fun. My second idea is a boat cleaning kit. So you could put together a boat cleaning kit for a friend, especially if you have a friend who has like a super dirty boat. It's kind of like when you give somebody like something workout wise, it's like, take a hint. But no, here's what I'm thinking. A boat cleaning kit. I started using Smooth products. I have no connection to them at all. It's just been, I've been really impressed with their products. You get them like some micro rags. You could get them a zero G hose, which is really great. I have one of those. You could do a brush. And if you really wanted to put together something nice, Ceramic Pro USA has some really awesome products.
that you could include in there for like detailing too. So I'd say a boat cleaning kit would be a good one to put together.
Yeah, that's a good one. I got a great one for friends and family. I got a couple guys I know that are incredibly talented. First one is my buddy Ian DeVoe, unbelievable like surf and landscape photographer. And he does something pretty cool where you can go on his site or connect with him and send him a picture of your, you know, living room or bedroom, whatever space that you might be thinking of for putting some art up. And then he'll mock up, you know, different frames and whatever, all sorts of different photos. Mm. But just incredible surf photography, a guy that grew up in my hometown. So super nice guy.
Yeah.
And then another guy is Peter James Glenn, is a guy I've worked with a ton doing different design stuff, but just an insanely talented illustrator that does like all sorts of cool fishing and coastal, really just for fun, different illustrations. And he has really cool prints. So I love the idea of like, shopping small and supporting, a local artist or photographer. So I'll combine that as one. And second one, I actually just saw this week. It's made by Island Creek, which is a restaurant out here in Massachusetts, but they make this silver oyster tray. Hmm. It might be stainless steel, but you can throw it right on the grill and basically can hold 6 oysters. And then there's a little reservoir that you can throw in like butter and make like, garlic butter, whatever, throw in a lobster tail, and just a really cool way to like roast oysters on a grill. So I just saw that. That's more of like me putting it on there that to remind someone to buy it for me for Christmas. So that was just me dropping hints right there.
Yeah, no, that's a great great gift. I got a couple. I'm gonna do a little drink series here. My first one would be you can get some Frigate rum, which is really sweet, good rum. Vince DeGura got in trouble for putting his Frigate rum into eggnog because it's like, this is like high quality rum. This isn't eggnog rum is how it's been explained to Vince and I. This is a really fun, like a really fun kind of Christmas present. Another thing is, if you're like Marty and you buy excessive amounts of cold brew from Dunkin' Donuts and fill up your fish pond cup with with wrapper, you can actually get there's a company I've been doing this for years called Toddy, and you can actually make your own cold brew, and it's really easy and really affordable. And so you could actually give somebody like a little cold brew kit, and they can make their own coffee, and you could just throw it in the thermos. And I would give a fair warning here. It's coffee, it's cold brew concentrate. So like definitely be careful with, don't drink that stuff straight, because you'll end up in the hospital.
Jet fuel.
You'll end up sweating on the deck of the boat, like eating, trying to eat bread and bananas to like make your stomach okay. and then the last one I would say is, I got a Yeti half gallon, tumbler type thing, and that's been a really good addition to the boat, because a lot of times I'll just kind of do a couple hours or a half day, and I can just put some ice in that and water in that and just go, and I don't have to bring a cooler. I have plenty of water there. Just don't lose the mag cap, because I've been trying to use every relationship that I have to get a backup mag cap, and they're on back order, and my daughter dropped my mag cap off the side of the boat, and it's sunk. That's now an artificial reef. So, but really, really great product right there. The half gallon, for the boat or for hunting or driving around in the truck. So what do you got?
Let's go above and beyond. Let's go to the sugar daddy category.
Oh, let me throw one more in there. Yeah. I would say, the ROA handmade plier holster. That's a pretty cool gift. And I haven't talked with them over there yet, but that's a really neat kind of gift you could give a friend who has like a, you can get redfish tails and stuff like that. Seems like a really cool gift. But yeah, let's go sugar daddy.
All right, I'll lead us off. We work with this guy called Heartwood Forge, makes handmade knives, and some of his chef knives are on a 3-year wait list. Wow. But he's got plenty of other stuff. It's like really just unbelievable craftsmanship on these paring knives, chef knives, like oyster knives, different tools like that. But Heartwood Forge, just stunning work. The handles are all custom made, but that is a gift. Like, that is a statement piece. You'll be in the good graces for a long time with something like that.
I definitely could see too, like, that being a good gift to like get a son or, you know, dad, if you're listening to this, just something like that, just an idea. All right. Well, speaking of dads getting sons gifts, my dad last year got me a really cool gift, and I think this is really neat. So my dad got me a duck call from a company called J&K. And what he did was he actually sent the original wood from the crib that I grew up in. Didn't grow up in it. I was in as a baby. Okay. And, just want to be clear here. Okay. Yeah. I was only in a crib for like 5 years. no, just kidding. But so he sent, my dad was trying to figure out like, what do I do with this old crib? And he got turned on to this company, and I guess he's bought calls and stuff from them over the years, and he sent off that wood, and me and him have matching duck calls from that crib wood. And that is like super prized possession for me. So J&K, and you could do that with any type of wood that you wanted to, if there was something meaningful. What else you got on there?
I got a nice pair of boots. That will go a long way. Brands like Tecovas, which are based in Austin, Texas. Those are killer boots, man. Those are sweet. I got a pair of those that I absolutely love. Once you break them in, they're just, you know, an everyday wear boot. And then another brand like Red Wing boots, something that will last you, you know, 4 or 5 years. I'm not a big shoe guy and like, you know, but a collector and need a bunch of shoes. I wear like, you know, one pair of boots and just wear them till the soles fall off. So a pair of like Red Wing or Tecovas will last you a while. You won't have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's a good call. I got one here for that would be a good gift for a friend who if you've been fishing with them before and they don't have a pair of low light sunglasses. So Costa has low light sunglasses that I started using those about 2 years ago. And they really do make a difference if it's early in the morning or if it's cloudy. It's like a yellow, so you don't want to wear them around town because you kind of look like a porn star or something with like the yellow glasses that are kind of like you can see fully through. But I actually interviewed Brandon Sear, and Brandon said that he wears them all day. He just he really likes them. And so if you have a friend who, you know, doesn't have a pair of those, that would be a huge gift for them and actually be something that would really help them out in the long run.
I have a pair with the yellow low lights. I like Brandon. I wear them pretty much every fishing trip unless it's like completely blown out, but I absolutely love them. I found that they've been the best as far as sight fishing and, you know, picking up on fish, in movement. Yeah. That's a great one. This might be my last one. This is my above and beyond sugar daddy one, concert tickets. Once things started opening back up and, you know, events started going on, I have been making up for lost time and going to as many different concerts and festivals and events, as I possibly can. And it is just so refreshing to be back and doing that and, you know, enjoying live music with friends. So that is an awesome gift. I encourage people to go back, you know, get out and go see a show again and go support musicians, whether it's big or small. But that has been something that I really miss and am most excited to be back and doing again.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea. And I got three more. I'm going to ring through them kind of quick here. All right. So Orvis just came out with some updates on their H3 series, which I fish all H3 rods. And so they have like a 9-foot, 5-inch, 5-weight. They have a 8-foot, 5-inch, 8-weight, which would be really good for people who fish redfish in like tight quarters. So it's a, you know, shorter length. And then they have an 11-foot, 3-weight, which is like a Euro nymphing rod. So if you really want to get yourself something, or you really know somebody who loves rods, that new Blackout series would be really cool. Another thing that I would say would be really cool, I just started switching my luggage over to Yeti, and they just came out with luggage, and they did,
yes,
they did what they always do, which is they over-engineer it in the best of ways. So right now I just have the duffel bag that I kind of run around with, and it's good for like a couple days, you know, hop on a plane. But it's super rugged. It's really well designed. And so you could look through the luggage. I know that's a pretty popular holiday gift. And I'll say this about them. And you know, it's one of those things that if you're going to spend more money up front, but you're not going to have to replace it for a long time, if ever. Like,
yep.
You know, it's the first piece of luggage I thought like I could probably have my whole life, which would be really cool.
Yeah, I just picked up the rolling one that's like the carry-on size. It absolute game changer.
Just
super durable, and it's got like these hooks and like a strap on the inside of it where you can like smush down all your luggage. So if you pack like me, very handy. There's also like this little zipper on the top where you can store like passport, phone, quick access stuff. But yeah, I was due for a nice piece of luggage, and that's probably going to be the last one I need for the rest of my life.
I have their backpack too, which I don't know if that's technically luggage, but it's really, really well designed, because I run around with a backpack a lot, and it's just exactly what you would expect out of Yeti. And then my last one, this is my big one. So our friend John Dunaway, he came in and fished with me, and we actually met in a middle spot, and he caught a nice bull red. And his wife actually got him for their, I think it was their 14th anniversary, got him a mount of that fish to kind of commemorate it. And so I think that if you have a friend or somebody that you know and love that caught, you know, a fish recently that you know is really meaningful or special to them, you can actually, even some of these companies are so good, you can actually send photos and they can still replicate it and kind of create a commemorative piece. And so I think that would be a really great gift. If you order this like right now, maybe you could get it, or you might have to do the whole like coupon thing where you give them a card and it's like, hey, it's on the way or something. But I think that would be a really, really great gift. The King Sailfish mounts comes to mind, but we could put a couple more links in the blog.
Yeah, I've seen John's and it came out absolutely spectacular. So that is a very good gift. Good call.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I think we got a lot of good gifts here. So, you know, I think every single year we could just keep having more and more fun and getting further into stuff. But thanks so much for giving us some time today and giving us some of your favorite gifts.
Absolutely. Yeah. I really enjoy this. It's always fun. It just reminds me how I should probably not wait till the last minute every year. So I certainly have some shopping to do. I'm a little worried about the shipping backups and everything, so I think it's time to get on it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we ordered my daughter a longboard, my 5-year-old, and I think we're gonna have a shipping delay on that. And we just ordered it, so yeah, definitely get on it this year, folks. And just a reminder that these are just things, so don't get too caught up in products and items, and focus on the people you love and doing cool stuff. But anyway, thanks, Marty. I appreciate it, and thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, Hunter. Happy holidays.
Thanks again for listening to the Captain's Collective Holiday Gift Guide. To learn more about this podcast, head to captainscollective.com. Thank you for your support.
Go out there and the fish are where you think they are. Any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know right here at Hawk's Cave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
I'm Will Cooper, host of HuntStand's Make Your Mark podcast. For even more content, be sure to watch the original films from HuntStand Presents on the Waypoint TV channel every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Visit waypointtv.com to learn more.